has such a ability to just impact your spirit. I mean, you know, it just deposits so much into your heart, into the atmosphere. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. What a great job. And welcome, everybody. Welcome online, Facebook. Welcome, everybody that's here. There's just such a connection as everybody was walking in. Everybody's hugging and talking and visiting. We have a whole bunch of visitors down here that are really family in lots of ways. And we're just excited that you're here. And I had a specific scripture that I wanted to share this morning. So Apostle Bob and Apostle Linda is having me just do the opening here this morning. And so as I've been just praying and seeking the Lord, as I'm sure that you have too, because the times that we're living in are so unusual and so many things are going on, and we're standing for Israel and we're standing with Israel. Excuse me, and we want to know what the truth is. And it made me start thinking about the voice of truth. You know, there's only one truth, and that's Jesus Christ. And we need to hear the voice of truth through the Holy Spirit so that we can filter and navigate through all of the narratives and all the things that are going on, so that we are moving with God. And so as I was reading scriptures about this, I came across this scripture, which is just a marvelous scripture. It's just like, you know, just take this as a prophetic word. It's 2 Corinthians 6 and 7. I'm going to clear my throat again. Sorry about that. This is in the Voice translation. And hear what it says. It says, "Now, with the voice of truth and power of God, armed on the right and armed on the left, with righteousness from God, we continue." I thought, wow, there is revelation in that. There is strategy in that. This is the word of the Lord. At least that's how it resonated in my heart. I'm going to read it again because it's just so good. "Now, with the voice of truth and power of God, armed on the right and armed on the left," I think that means that we're surrounded, "with righteousness from God, we continue." We are not being shut down. We are not afraid. Our eyes are on the Lord. We know that all power and authority, all timing, all seasons, everything comes through Him, is made for Him. And our eyes are on Him, and we will continue. We will continue to advance. We will continue to move. We will continue to believe. We will continue to fight. We will continue to stand. We will continue to decree and declare. We will continue to lift up His name. We will continue to worship. We will continue to glorify Him in all ways. Always. And even yesterday, I don't know if you know this because it was kind of a cloudy day in Michigan, but there was an eclipse yesterday. And it was the kind of eclipse that they call the ring of fire. It's the eclipse where the moon comes in front of the sun. And so what you see is just the outline of the sun. And so they call that the ring of fire. And I felt like that was a prophetic sign in the sky. It was a prophetic sign that says God is releasing His fire across the earth. This went to multiple nations. It did hit Michigan, even though it was cloudy. If you were up in a plane, I guess you could see it. But there are demonstrations and signs in the sky that verify this verse, that God is moving and we are moving with Him, and that He is moving in righteousness. And we don't have to understand every detail. What we understand is He is the voice of truth. He is good. He sets the times and seasons, and He will direct our path, and we worship Him and glorify Him in the midst of all of it. Our eyes are on Jesus.
Let's lift our hands right now and just welcome His presence. Let's pray in the Spirit. Let's stir up our most holy faith. We welcome You. We welcome You, Holy Spirit. You are welcome here this morning. We welcome you, Lord. We thank you that you inhabit the praises of your people this morning. Come dwell in our midst right now. Come in your fullness. Come manifest your glory. We say you are Jesus, the King of glory. And we worship you this morning in spirit and in truth. We worship you with a shout of praise, a shout of victory. We give you honor and glory.
Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe it. Yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Believe it. Yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Set our hearts on you. We do not fight with earthly weapons, but with the weapons of the Lord. We are the church, a mighty army, a people of praise, a people of war.
Stop.
righteous, and you surround us with your favor. You're making a way for your sons and daughters, enlarging our boundaries across this land. When the enemy comes, he falls, he stumbles as the army of God swiftly approaches. Our voices raise a thunder of praise, proclaiming your name.
Above the heavens, we exalt.
Jesus. Dies down, Lord, speak to me now. You have all my attention. I will linger and listen. I can't miss a thing. 'Cause Lord, all I know is my heart wants more of you. My heart wants something new, so I surrender all. My heart wants more of you. My heart wants something new, so I surrender all. How I live for the moment where I'm still in your presence. All the noise dies down. Lord, speak to me now. You have all my attention. I will linger and listen. I can't miss a thing. 'Cause Lord, I know my heart wants more of you. My heart wants something new, so I surrender. Something new, so I surrender all. All I want is to live within your love, be undone by who you are. My desire is to know you deeper. Lord, I will open up again, throw my fears into the wind. I am desperate for a touch from heaven. Oh, 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 oh. You're the fire in the morning. You're the cool in the evening. The breath in my soul. The life in my bones. There is no hesitation in your love and affection. It's the sweetest of all. 'Cause Lord, all I know, my heart wants more of you. My heart wants something new, so I surrender all. Oh Lord, my of you. My heart wants something new, so I surrender. I am desperate for a touch of heaven. Oh, 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 thank you.
come. Come unto me, all ye who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you strength. I will be your strength. Come unto me, for when you are weak, I am strong. Fear not, for I am with you. When you go forth in my name, I will move through you. You are my portals in this earth. Open wide, and let me move through you. I will give you the words to say. I will give you what to do, the method, the way. For I am the way, the truth, and the light. So come unto me now, and I will give you strength, saith the Lord.
We come to you, God.
Just lift your hands right now. He's breathing strength into you right now. He's driving out with his breath all weariness. Every distraction, every stumbling block right now. There's a fresh wind of the Spirit that's blowing across the earth. Receive his fresh wind. Receive the breath of God, for he's breathing upon his church, upon his body. He's giving you a fresh wind, a fresh strength. So receive the strength of the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Receive the power of his might as you worship him, as you lift your his name high. There's a fresh wind blowing across this earth. It's a wind of his presence. It's a wind of his power and his might and his strength. So receive that fresh wind. Receive it. For it's renewing strength.
For you would even say, what is this strength that I need in this hour? For I say, just as sometimes the wind blows as a quiet breeze, and it's gentle and it's still, sometimes in my presence, you and I have these times of quietness and stillness. But then again, there are times the wind blows hard. The wind blows strong. And such is this day that you've stepped into with me. Such is this day. So I say to you, take hold of my strength. Take hold of my energy. For I am moving in the earth in this day. And you are the ones I'm choosing to move through. This is not a day of just stillness, though we'll have plenty of still times together. But this is a day of working and moving. This is a day of raising your voice and letting my voice go forth in a shout. This is a day of claiming victory. This is a day of possessing land. This is the day of my power.
Hey, the day of his power, yeah.
For the Lord says, I'm moving in the whirlwind, for I am the whirlwind. But the Lord says that even in the whirlwind, that there is a fragrance of my presence. There's a fragrance of my being. And the Lord says, open your nose, open your spiritual nose and smell the fragrance of victory that I am releasing across the nations of the earth. Smell the aroma of victory. For my word says that that aroma, that fragrance of victory, where I am leading you in triumphant procession, is life to one and death the other. So the Lord says, do not be afraid, but be filled with my wind. Be filled with the breath of my victory. Let it go down into your bones. Let it reestablish you even in your DNA. Let your stance be upon my wind of victory. For the Lord says, the battle, as you know, is already won. And you say, say, but if the battle is won, why does it look the way that it looks? But the Lord says, I am making the path straight. This is what I'm doing. I am shaking wickedness out, and I am making my path straight.
Sits on the throne and unto the Lamb, to him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb, to him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb.
Receive that wind and the breath of God, and you receive his power. Now he wants us to release it. And so, Father, we release right now the power of God with the breath of our voice right now over to Israel, and Father, to the Middle East, and into the nations of this earth in the name of Jesus. Power right now. Strength right now, Father. We send the strength and the power of Holy Spirit into Jerusalem and into Israel and into the Middle East, into Gaza right now, and Lebanon, and throughout Iran, in Iraq, in Arabia, Saudi Arabia, in Jesus' name. Whoa. Yes. reveal your glory now, Lord. Father, we thank you that we press in. Our eyes are fixed on you, Jesus. All blessing and glory and honor to the Lamb and to the Lion. Thank you, Jesus. You're roaring. You're shaking everything that can be shaken. And the only thing that's going to remain is you. And so we thank you. We honor you this morning. We press into you like never before. And as we press into you, we thank you that what you freely pour into us, we freely, Father, release it into the earth.
Yes.
Knowing that you watch over your word. And it's not going to return empty to you. That you're watching over your word. Your word. Manifesting. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a praise. Seated for a minute. We're not done yet, but you know, it's a strange times, and so we just have to go with some of the flow, what God is doing. And so this morning we do have some things, and being the body of Christ and in this region, we do have to take care of some business in the house. And so we're going to do that, and then we're going to come back right in and press, because the Lord's got a lot he wants to do. He's doing a lot right now, and I believe he's got, let's just do the work in the house first, okay? And then we'll get to that.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Want Scott and Chelsea and family, the Conway family, and come on up, and we got a dedication we're going to do, and so blessing. You know, in the midst of what's going on, you still have to celebrate life.
Right.
And we need those times. We get to celebrate. We choose to celebrate life, and one of them is dedication and the importance of... You want to hold that? Okay.
Oh, don't you? Okay.
Okay. So, so one of the things that we're realizing right now is the importance of training up our children in the way they should go. And that means more than just giving them Bible lessons. That means imparting to them.
I can't talk for this thing.
In a minute, okay? Okay, here, we'll take it. In just a minute, okay, Wade? Just a minute. So the importance with what's going on in our education and what's going on in the earth right now, that everybody is trying to vie for, you know, the correct scenarios, and so they're brainwashing our children, and I'm not going to apologize for saying we're going to brainwash our children with the gospel. And so I know that Scott and Chelsea and them are raising up three boys, and the importance, and Chelsea's just been pressed in to get weight. She's waiting for him to settle down, but he's not going to settle down. Chelsea gave me 3 minutes to do this, and I'm already over. So... But you know, God knows them before they're born. And he knows every day of their life and the uniqueness in every one. And we try to stifle and put everybody in a box. And we're going to need some energy in this next generation that is really on fire for the Lord. So I see Wade as one that is a fire brand for the Lord. And we're not going to squelches fire. We're going to feed it. And so Scott and Chelsea, you have an awesome responsibility of discovering what God has written in Wade's book of life, that he knows every day. He knows this day right now that he's being dedicated. And he knows what's in him. And so, Father, I just declare over Scott and over Chelsea and over this family that they'll discover, Father, the creativeness in this child right now, the energy, that they'll not only, Father, be able to take the energy and, Father, use it for the preaching of the gospel. We thank you the fire in him at a young age will not dissipate. It will not, Father, be quenched. It will not be squelched by education. But, Father, the word of God will release the fire of God on the inside. That, Father, you have a man of God on the inside yet to be released. It's being trained up even right now. That even, Father, when he doesn't know where to put all that energy, we thank you, Father, that you're going to put that energy into the gospel. And so we thank you right now for Wade and Scott and Chelsea. Do you before God and these witnesses dedicate Wade?
Yes.
To serve God all the days of his life.
Right
we
now.
Thank right now.
Yes.
And Father, we thank you that we lift up Wade unto you and we dedicate him to the Lord and to his service all the days of his life. And we thank you that he'll grow up to be a man on fire, that he'll be a leader right now on the cutting edge, that there will be no fear on the inside of him, that he'll run and not be weary, he'll walk and not faint, and he'll accomplish and complete, Father, the task that you have assigned to him, the assignment. And so we thank you right now. We dedicate him to you and to your service all the days of his life. And all God's people said, amen. And we stand with them in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Okay, let's give the Lord a praise.
Oh. I knew that was coming.
Well, we did pretty good, I guess. Well, that was an unusual dedication, to say the least. Now you know why, when they're babies, you want to dedicate them. But we know God's got an assignment for Wade and for the Conway family, and those three boys are part of the next generation and the move of God. And so when they go back to Super Church, we appreciate Super Church, because there's no junior Holy Spirit. And they're going to experience the presence of God and the Word of God that's going to affect their lives. It's going to affect the nation and everybody else. So a couple of other announcements we want to make, and family ones. One is Apostle Linda. We have an announcement concerning life group. So you want to come and make that introduction. And
ooh, hallelujah. I just want to say, as a congregation, you know, with someone like we just saw demonstrated here, not everyone fits the kind of mold we want, but that's okay. It's the mold of God that we want, and we're going to be supportive of that one and encourage him and encourage his family. Amen? And we want to encourage each other, and that's why we have something called Life Group. We have opportunities for small groups to gather to just share life, the life that we have in Christ, to know one another, not by the flesh, but by what the Lord is doing. I'll be announcing in the next few weeks several of the groups, but I do want to announce, I want Lori and Joanne to stand up, please. Where's Joanne? Oh, yeah, there she is in the back. Lori and Joanne, they're going to be heading up the life group, leading the life group that in the past season met at Lori's house. It will continue to meet at Lori's house, but rather than being under Michelle and Chris, it will now be under the leadership of these two fine ladies. So we declare that they will be successful with the people that connect in their group. Now, they have some room for a few more, so if you're interested, they meet out in Westland, Garden City. And so if you live in that area and would like to connect with this group that meets on the first and third Sunday of every month, if you would see one of these two ladies and see, because they just have a couple of spots left. So we also want Greg to stand up. Hallelujah. Now, I just have to say that the group that meets at the Farmington Diner was also led by Chris and Michelle Brown. They're not leaving us, but as God has redirected some of their assignment, they sometimes need to be away, and so they have released the headship of their groups, and so now Greg is taking headship of the group that meets at the Farmington Diner. We've been hearing amazing reports. This is a group that meets after church on Sunday. They meet at the diner in Farmington off of Grand River. You can get the directions from Greg. And they not only enjoy a meal together, but also enjoy a meal of feasting on what God has been giving to them. Greg has been an awesome facilitator of the dialogue, helping each person to have opportunity to share what they experience and what they're seeing and learning, especially as it relates to Sunday morning. We have several other groups, but we'll be connecting with you in the next few weeks and reaffirming the ones that are now continuing to meet and where they are meeting. So we'll be getting that information to you.
Amen. And I never thought we'd be a church where people were snowbirds that would be going south as the summer or winter approaches, but Kathleen is going to be going south until next May or April, and so she'll be gone, and she asked for prayer this morning, so stand up, Kathleen, and let's just cover Kathleen, and as we send her to Florida, to the Gainesboro area? Or Gainesville. Father, we thank you right now for Kathleen. Father, we send her right now into Gainesville right now, into Florida, that as she goes, Father, she'll be a carrier of your presence. She'll connect with the body down there. And we thank you that she'll find a body, Father, to connect with, that she can, Father, be a blessing and, Father, be a part of. So we send her right now, and we just cover her right now with your presence. We thank you that you go with her and before her in Jesus' name. And we just thank you, Father, for celebrating this time of refreshing in Jesus' name. You can see her at the food time that we'll have after. But boy, just keep Arlene. We haven't heard from Arlene yet, but she got there okay, and they're there okay, Aaron. Arlene got to the Philippines all right, so Arlene's going to be there until May, and so we celebrate that. Then we got one other announcement that's very special to us that we want to make. And so Kyle and Anna, stand up. Kyle, do you want to make that announcement? No. I know this has been coming a long time. Kyle told me in the spring and that he had the ring, and we've been waiting for this, anticipating, so I've kept my mouth shut. But we'd like to announce that Kyle and Anna are engaged to be married, so we celebrate with them. We're excited, and I know you're excited. So some of you have been, hitting Kyle a little bit and saying, when are you going to pop the question? And so Kyle did pop the question, and so you'll get to talk to them. And Anna said yes, so that's so let's give the Lord a praise for them. Hallelujah. What's this? God, let's just pray right now. The kids are being dismissed, or they have been, but let's pray. Barbara Fuller just sent something in that Robert's at the hospital, so we want to pray. You know, Barbara's been, man, she's a prayer warrior and been staying with Robert, and we just want to agree right now for this stroke and all, every symptom of stroke in Robert, and for healing. So let's agree as the body. Father, we thank you right now. We stand with Barbara. We lift Robert up onto you right now. And we thank you that we add our faith with Barbara's faith. She's a woman of faith. Robert's a man of faith. And we thank you that we agree with them and declare by your stripes they're healed. We declare healing into Robert's body, into Father. We bind blood clots. We bind, Father, those areas and symptoms of Father's stroke, and restore his complete, Father, speech and restoration of his body in the name of Jesus. And we thank you by your stripes he's healed, and we thank you for it. We thank you right now that we pray for those, Father, right now in this this season, right now in this climate, Father. We know that, Father, there's much trauma, there's much stress, and Father, we thank you that Jesus is the answer. And so we thank you that as you spoke to us last week, we say, Father, we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. Yes. You are the answer, in Jesus' name. Yes. Amen. Oh, I'm getting announcements. Just trying to navigate this morning. It's a little different, and we want to get into it, but... we want to encourage you, if you haven't come out to the Wednesday night, biblical citizenship, it's critical, especially in the season we're in. You need to know why we're Americans, why we believe in the Constitution that we have, and why this is the greatest nation in the world. But it's based on biblical principles. As we heard last week, the history of our founding fathers, and you need to know how our nation was founded, what was founded on, the principles, and be able to share why you believe what you do as far as the Declaration of Independence. And so it's been really good, really powerful. The first two, and every one is separate, so you don't have to have been in the first two classes. You can come and catch it. And we appreciate Rick Green and David Barton, that the history in David Barton, he's got 100,000 documents that are the original documents of our founding fathers' writings. He's got, I mean, it's incredible. So you want a history lesson. I got a history lesson in 2 weeks that I never got in school. So we want to encourage you to come out, especially in the climate we're in. And then next week, the Heidlers are coming in. We haven't talked to them, Robert and Linda Heidler. Did you want to announce that, or should we have Steve announce it?
We can announce it. It's kind of fun that we have Robert and Linda coming in here.
In fact, if you looked on the flyer that Steve put together, you'd think Linda Heidler and Linda are sisters. I mean, they. Oh yeah. So you have to pick up the flyer to see that.
This is a very timely event. It you know, we really press in to hear what does God want to do and when does he want to do it, because that both things are important, not only what he wants to do but the timing of what he wants to do.
Yeah.
And as he led us to read the book Setting Yourself Free, giving opportunity to see how we can walk in the positioning and authority we have to walk free of any place world to world where the enemy tries to bring us down and hold us in places of limitation, places of bondage, places of sin, any of those places, to recognize those and recognize we have the right and the tools to walk free of that. And so this is a book that's written by Robert and Linda Heidler, and we felt we need them to come in. We want them to come in to bring a ministry to us, to bring impartation to us. And so they're coming this Friday, this Saturday, and this Sunday. So you need to make sure that's on your calendar. This Friday at 7 o'clock will be the first meeting. Then we will meet again on Saturday morning at 9:30. And then Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There'll be a short break for lunch. You can bring a lunch if you'd rather just stay here, or you can go out for lunch, or maybe you'll be fasting just for these meetings. There won't be any children's ministry, and so if you do bring children, please be responsible for them, but also to know that Saturday afternoon, Linda Heidler will be doing a session speaking about places where soul ties and spiritual, and I mean sexual issues have caused bondages for people, caused hindrances, and so it's not really appropriate time for children. So please do that, and then they'll be here on Sunday morning also to minister to us. Now, it's been a while since we at Harvest have had guest speakers come, so I just want to remind you of what you already excel in and do well. It's a time for us to practice hospitality. We've invited people from other churches. Some of you, I trust, have invited people to come. So let's make sure we make room for those ones. We tend to, myself included, expand, like I'll lay my coat on the seat next to me or something like that. This isn't a time to do this. This is a time to be aware that we need all the seats open for others also, and to make room, to invite people. Well, come and sit right here, you know, to welcome people as they come in. It's a time to practice hospitality. It's also a challenge because we are asking you not only to engage, but be a host in this. And that's like a dual opportunity, but responsibility, that we trust that you'll come making a draw. We trust you'll come for your sake to really receive, to hear what God is saying to you, to allow him to minister to you, and to walk in a greater place of freedom, which is God's will in this hour. So to come in a sense selfishly, in that sense of allowing that, but then also to come realizing what you carry as part of Harvest Christian Church. You have positioning and authority to ask God and to release what he wants in this place. So you come with that sense of making a draw on what God wants here, and then to be released into each of us in our community, so that you also come with a sense of helping to carry this with your strength and your own gifting. So please do both as we welcome these ones. Father, thank you that Friday and Saturday and Sunday are going to be a powerful time, a place, Lord, where you are the one who set us free, but you set us free for the sake of freedom. You set us free that we'd walk in freedom, that we'd live free, that our minds and our bodies and our souls and our spirits then would walk in the fullness of the freedom that you have set for us. You paid a price, Lord, that we, your people, would be a free people without limitations according to any world institutions. Yes. You delivered us from a world system and set us in your kingdom, that we would walk in that righteously. So we thank you. We thank you for this ministry that's coming in. We thank you for Pastors Robert and Linda, that when they come, Lord, they find this is a place where they can speak freely, that they recognize this is a place that of an open heaven, and they can speak even with a greater authority than they've experienced before. We thank you for your blessings upon them, and we thank you for all that come as our guests, that all that come, that they'll be welcome here, received by our hospitality and by your presence. They'll step in and know this is a place where you reign, Lord. This is a place where your roar goes forth. This is a place where your spirit moves and has liberty. We're such a place because you've made it so, Lord. And so we thank you that this week can be a powerful time for Harvest Christian Church and for all who participate. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen.
Be in prayer for Robert and Linda Heidler as they travel. You know, it's a difficult time to be away from their ministry, and so they're coming in, and coming to bless us, but also they are very connected with Israel. And Tanya and Steve know the Heidlers really well. Their daughter was with them in building the house of prayer in Jerusalem when they were in Jerusalem. And so they know what they carry, and they're going to be chaperoning and helping out that. But be in prayer for the Heidlers. We will be receiving love offering during the services, so we want to encourage you to ask the Lord. We want to bless them because they're sowing a lot into the nations of the earth, and especially in Israel. And so be in prayer for them that they can come be free to... I don't know. I'm going to give them liberty to preach on Sunday too, what God is saying in Israel. And, you know, we're hearing a lot of reports, but there's something that hits my heart when I hear someone that I know or a personal report, not a news report of what's happening. It's giving you all the information of what's taking place, but people that are on the ground there or have connections. And I appreciated our people that were here on Friday night with AC. AC is going to be leading worship on Friday night, this coming Friday night, and Resting Place is going to be joining us. But this week, AC did pray for Israel and did a great job. And our people that stepped in and prayed, I was really proud. You prayed the word. It was right from the Lord. And so I thank you for stepping out in faith and praying. But we're joining Resting Place this Friday, and he's encourages people to be here through the weekend too. So we have other churches that have already responded, and they're making the announcement. So it's a regional thing. It's a God timing thing, and we want to draw and receive all that the Heidlers have for us. And so I'm not sure how they get addressed. I keep saying, we keep calling them Robert and Linda because that's all the information, but I don't know what Glory of Zion is. The Apostle Robert or no? Okay. So I want to be sensitive to that. So be in prayer for us this week as we make preparations. There's a lot of things happening, and I'm going to give as we I want to pray, but I want to tell you some things I'm sensing in the spirit, and it's really, really weighty, what's just kind of anticipation of what's going to happen. And it's not a matter if something's going to happen. We know it's going to happen. It's pretty much confirmed, not only from the media, and I don't like to follow them, but people that are on the ground in Israel that we hear and get messages right there, that they're pretty much all in agreement that Hamas has to be defeated, has to go. And so it's important that you understand the difference between the Palestinians and Hamas. Yeah. The Palestinians are people. Hamas is the militant side of the Palestinians, just like Hezbollah is the militant side of the Lebanese people. And so we're not, they're not talking about the people of Palestine. And so be careful to listen to the reports, because everybody's kind of in agreement, but as this thing starts to pan out, we're going to see a shift. And I believe this, a shift. And Israel's doing everything to get the citizens and the residents out of Gaza right now before they move in, but they're pretty much in agreement. I heard Benjamin Netanyahu, he just declared it, and he's the prime minister of Israel, and he's declared right now that it has to go, Hamas. And you need to understand why they have to go. There's no solution for a two-nation state there when one nation says that their goal and their goal and mandate is to remove the nation of Israel, to annihilate, to destroy it. And that's all the militants in the Middle East are all in agreement. In fact, Iran came out and their prime leader said that if Israel goes in, this was last night, I heard him say, if Israel goes in, they will respond. So there's a united front in the militant part of the Arab world. It's not the Muslims, it's the militant side, it's Hezbollah, it's Hamas, and other militant groups, and they're all in agreement for the destruction of Israel. And, you know, as I read in my Bible, you say, yeah, but isn't there room? As I read in my Bible, and I'm not going to go there this morning, but you can look in Genesis chapter 15 and Genesis chapter 17, that God made a covenant with Abraham. And the covenant he made with Abraham, he says that all the land of Canaan, which is Israel, all the land he's given to him is his inheritance forever and ever. It's a covenant. It's something that God hasn't pulled back. And so there's not going to be a two-nation solution here. There has to come a solution, but it's not going to become this way when one party is saying that they want to annihilate and completely remove off the map the nation of Israel as it is right now. So it's very important that you listen to your sources, because the scenario that's being played right now in this nation and across the world is as Israel begins to move into Gaza, the scenario that is saying is that they're out massacring the citizens, and that's not true. Hamas is using the citizens and the residents as a front for them so that they can get more media attention. And so thousands and a million Palestinians have already been removed from their homes. And so there's a humanitarian crisis going on right now, and we'll give you information as we investigate where we want to send something for you to give, because we want to be a part of blessing the people of Palestine and the people of the Middle East. But we have to know that there's a militant arm of most of the Arab nations that is against Israel, and they're in agreement, they're in one, that Israel must be annihilated, and that has never changed, and it's not going to change. They keep repeatedly speaking it out. It's right out in front now. And so we're going to pray for that this morning. But one of the things I'm concerned right now, and I hear coming out, and the Lord gave me, and so I want to share a little bit. And Steve, you can jump in if you get something to share or pray. If you have something now you want to share, or jump in. But one of the things I heard right now, and I want to just give you the scripture in 1 Peter, because this is what's happening. It's releasing a trauma in the earth. And I heard a special report, both of those that have people that are relatives in Israel, and also those in Israel, that they're sending trauma psychiatrists or over into the nation, because the people are being so traumatized, and I feel that even happening here. So I want to share this scripture with you. What do we need to do in this time? And share a couple scriptures, and then we're going to pray, and Steve, because they got a lot, Steve and Tanya have a lot of relationships in Israel, what's coming back and report, so they can jump in anytime. It says in 1 Peter chapter 5, it says, therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Last week we talked about the sovereignty of God. We need to know that God is Lord of all. He's not only creator of heaven and earth, but everything in the earth belongs to him. And everyone in the earth belongs to him. So he is sovereign over all. And if we get our eyes off of him, we'll get caught up in the scenarios and the arguments and everything else. But God is sovereign, and so we need to settle that. So we humble ourselves under the mighty hand. We acknowledge the mighty hand of God. We acknowledge that he's moving in the earth even when we can't see it. And I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures, because there's a lot of talk about Matthew chapter 24. And I'm going to tie this in with you this morning. But it says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time. When you humble yourself on the timing, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, the timing of when God manifests in your life is not your time. He knows the proper time. He knows that when you're going through something, he knows when the proper time to come and manifest himself and set you free. So he'll exalt you in the proper time. It's our responsibility to humble ourselves under his mighty hand. We do that by keeping our eyes on Jesus during this time. Don't get your eyes off of Jesus, because he's moving in the earth. But then it says how we humble ourselves. It says casting all your anxiety. What's happening right now, and the strategy of the enemy is to release fear. COVID released fear and shut people down. 9-1-1 released fear for a season and shut people down. But the strategy of the enemy, and we know it's not flesh and blood, but it's principalities, the strategy of Satan is to create fear in the earth. Fear is the opposite of faith. And so, casting all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns. And I just looked up a real generic definition of anxiety. It says a feeling of worry, it's nervousness or unease, typically about an imminent event or something with uncertain outcome. I don't know about you, but you can feel this. Just waiting, the anticipation, and knowing that it's coming, yes. But just when. Yeah. And it's an uneasiness. It's a nervousness. Mm-hmm. Well, we got to check, are we under the mighty hand of God? Are our thoughts being consumed with him? Are we trusting him that he is Lord God Almighty? So it says, casting all your anxiety. I believe that includes trauma, and trauma, I wrote it down, trauma, let me see, trauma. Trauma is deep, distressing, challenging, or disturbing experiences that come from a feeling of worry, worry or worriness and nervousness. So trauma is a deep, distressing, or disturbing experience. It's a challenging of emotional consequences that come from an event. The enemy wants to come and create a trauma in your life to cause you to be divided. He wants to divide and conquer. That's what's happening right now. The whole strategy that's going on right now. Let's go on. Casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. I want to tell you, there's no one that cares more about you besides you than God. And he cares about you more than you care about yourself.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Amen.
He knows everything about you. He knows every thought before you think it. He knows how you're going to respond. So why not include him in your life? So cast all your anxieties on him, all your worries, all your nervousness. If you hear a report, and I want to tell you right now, be careful what you let your kids see. Don't let them see all that's happening on the news things. Protect them, because that causes trauma that sets themselves up in them. If you can't handle the news events, you better shut it off. Not everybody can handle what you've seen. If you saw what Hamas did and some of the things, not everybody can handle that. Not everybody's going to be able to handle, because everything's so instant right now. Can you imagine if this was 50 years ago, it would take weeks before you got news of what was happening in the war. But now you get it almost instantaneous. You get it because of social media, and it's out to traumatize you. It's out to get you in fear. So if you can't handle it, then shut it off. And if you feel nervousness and uneasiness, you better get in the Word of God. You better get in worship. You better get in the Spirit. He tells us, because he cares for you, be of sober spirit. That means be of a sound mind. You're a protector of your mind. You're a protector of what goes in. If worry and anxiety is rumbling on the inside, then do something about it. He cares for you more than you care for yourself. So be sober in spirit. Be of sound mind. And then he says, not only that, he says, be sober in spirit, be on the alert. I want to tell you, be on the alert. When you least think it, that's when he's going to just jump. He jumps on you. In fact, it tells you what he's like. He's like your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. So if you're not taking care of what's going in, he's waiting for an opportunity to leap upon you, to pounce upon you. So be alert right now. I don't know what's coming. But I'll tell you, 8 days ago, I had no idea what to expect in the shaking. We've been in the shaking since it seems like 9-1-1. And about every day we think that we've heard that it's near the end, something else jumps in and it's even more weighty and heavy. I want to tell you that what's coming is weighty and heavy. And he's given us a warning, I believe, by the Spirit. Cast all your cares now on him. The small ones and the big ones. If you can't handle the small ones, you're not going to handle these big ones. Cast them all. Be sober. But then it says, but resist him. There is an answer. Resist him. Resist the adversary. Resist the devil. Firm in your faith. The opposite of worry is faith. And he wants us to be firm in our faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. There's no other way you can grow, get faith. Faith comes from the word of God. You can find the answer to your anxieties, to your worries, to your nervousness in the word of God. So we got to resist the devil and be firm in our faith. And our faith has to be in God. Our faith can't be in a system. It can't be in anything outside of God. It has to be God. Faith in God. Knowing that the same experiences of suffering. I'm telling you, the same experiences. What we're feeling and what I'm feeling is nowhere compared to what they are feeling over there. But it is a feeling of suffering. Amen. We're all connected with this in some way. And so a lot of the scenarios are to get you your eyes off of Jesus and feeling that you're alone. There's no one like that feeling this. I want to tell you, it doesn't matter what you're going through. It's nothing like those, what they're going through in Gaza right now. It's nothing. Are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. So it's talking about the sufferings in the world, and it's being accomplished. There's some in the world, and you hear the reports of some of those coming out in the midst of it. And man, I want to have faith if something happened like that in our midst. I want to believe that I would stand up and be in faith and not be rocked. Yes. Amen. After a while, you suffered a little while, the God of grace, who called you to his eternal glory, will himself in these four things perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. In him be dominion forever and ever. I want to read just out of Matthew chapter 24, just a brief section, because there's a lot of teaching going out in Matthew 24. Matthew 24 is about the end times. There's a lot of teaching, and I believe it's accurate. I believe that we're in the end times, but I don't know if we're in the end of times. I know we're more closer to the end times than we were yesterday. And tomorrow will be closer to the end of times than we are today. And it seems like, I don't know about you, but it's going faster and faster. But Matthew 24, in this question that the disciples asked Jesus, Matthew 24 and verse 3. Verse 2 says, and he said to them, do you not see all these things? Truly I say to you, not one stone will be left upon another
which will not be torn down. Verse 3 says this: as he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when will these things happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?" I want you to notice first, it does not say the end of the world. It says the end of this age that we're in. So there is a coming to an end of the age that we're in so that we can move into the kingdom age. So they're asking this, and they're asking, what are the signs? What are the signposts, the signs that this is going to happen? And you hear a lot about a lot of signs, but I believe this first sign is the number one sign that we've entered into it. And this is what he said. He says, "What is the sign of your coming and the end of the age?" And Jesus answered and said to him, "See that no one misleads or deceives you." Before it gets into looking at earthquakes and wars and rumors of war, the number one thing that we know we moved into the end times, be sure that no one misleads you or deceives you. Now, we heard a teaching last night, and I'll give credit to Rick Renner, who just, when he opens up scripture, everything's out of the Greek, and he was teaching on this. But this is what he says about Matthew 24, mislead you or deception. The word mislead is deception. It's a delusion. It's a moral wandering. Have you ever seen a moral wandering from what we believe than right now? Everything is to get us out of faith into a moral wandering, a delusion. Everything's a delusion. We begin to believe what is contrary to even science and medical facts. Come on. We begin to believe what is contrary to science, medical facts, and facts. That's why biblical citizenship's so important. You can't rewrite history. They have to rewrite history to promote their scenario. And that's what's happening right now. In our education system, they're rewriting the history. It's to dilute. So this word misleads is deception, it's a delusion, it's a moral wandering. In fact, down in verse 12 it says, because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold. Right now in the midst, strong Christians who have strong belief in the Word of God are being taken out in this shaking that's going on. In fact, in Luke 21, in verse 26, I just kind of wrote this out, says, men's hearts will fail them because of fear and the expectation of the unknown or what is coming into the world. Men's hearts will fail them because of fear and expectation of not knowing the future. What is God's remedy for men's hearts not failing? I believe it's Proverbs 4. And the Lord gave me this morning. I want to give it to you. In Proverbs chapter 4, I want to encourage you, you got to be reading the Word. Get in Proverbs. Proverbs talks a lot about the heart. And the heart is talking about your innermost being. It's talking about the real you. What I see on the outside is not the real you. You can dress up that real you on the outside, and I identify you by the outside, but the real you is what's going on in the inside. And God is more concerned about what's going on the inside than the outside, because no matter how much you dress yourself up on the outside, it doesn't change what you're on the inside. You can cover it up. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 20 says, my son, give attention to my words. And that word attention is more than just doing a daily Bible study, a daily Bible reading. It's giving attention to it. The word that he speaks to you, are you giving attention to it? Do you ask, what is it saying? How is it applying to me? So he's given us just a clue of how to protect ourselves from delusion, from deception, because deception is a key that we're moving in the last time. That's the number one sign, Jesus said. My son, give attention to my words. Notice, where are you giving most attention to? I have to just set TV off. I'm waiting for this thing to break. And, I'm looking for newscasts or the report that's coming. And if I stay in that too long, I start to find myself getting anxious. The only thing that resolves my anxiousness is the Word of God and the Spirit of God. Yes. Praying in the Holy Ghost. We've been talking about this for a couple years, but we need to be praying in the Spirit, because you don't know how to pray as you ought. You think you got it together, but only the Spirit. And He's called the Spirit of Truth for a reason. Because deception and delusion will come from the outside, but truth comes from the inside. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so I'm sending Holy Spirit, who's the Spirit of Truth. Not only is He Spirit of Truth, is you're going to need great discernment. Yeah. The opposite of deception is discernment. You're going to have to discern by the Spirit of God, because you can't believe every report that's going out there. I mean, with this AI coming in, they can make anything up. They're proving they can even make people look like who they are and say what they want to say. How do we know that that person is real anymore? I don't know. Except for by the Spirit of God. And I'll tell you, the thing that brings me back to my senses is when I start praying in the Holy Spirit. And I'm not talking just quietly. I'm talking about, man, there's a force that's got to come out of there. Building up my most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You get faith through the Word of God. But how do you build that faith? You build that faith up praying in the Holy Ghost. Are you hearing me? This is going to be critical in this hour. The Word and the Spirit. The Word is the Word of truth. But Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth, and He dwells on the inside. So He says, my son, give attention to my words. Where are you giving attention in the midst of the battle? You better make sure that you're spending time and giving attention to what His word says. What thus saith the Lord? He's still in control, and He wins in the end. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken, but only that cannot be shaken will remain. Only that cannot be shaken is what God has released, what His word has said. So, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my saying. I mean, with everything out there, it's vying for our hearing. We want to hear. And that's all right, but He's saying, incline your ears to my sayings. Twice He says that. To my words and my sayings. Yeah. It's more important what Holy Spirit is saying, what God is saying, than what the media is saying or what reports are saying. Yes. Amen. Give ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your sight. Boy, that's pretty. So give your ear, incline your ear to the sayings, His word, but don't let His word depart from your sight. I'm telling you, we got to keep Jesus in our sight. We got to keep Him. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart. And here it is. What is in your heart is what was going to manifest on the outside. If you get caught up in worry and trauma, trauma's hard to break out of. Yeah. Trauma's real. Yes. But it's hard to get back into faith once you have trauma. It's easier to keep the trauma on the outside than bring it inside. And how do you do that? You guard your heart. Yeah. You protect what's going on the inside. If you can't help what's going on the inside, shut that off. Not everybody can handle what's going to come down. Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst. In other words, keep them in the center of your heart. Keep them in the center of your activity.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I mean, if we would be as diligent as we are looking for a news flash, being in the Word looking for a God flash.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. That's why, you know, last week, I didn't know why we were bringing that one day old, awake. Awake. He was saying, wake up, church. It's time we wake up. We ought to be more concerned what is God saying. He says, keep them in the midst of your heart. That means that's the very core of who you are. Keep it right there in the midst. For they are life to those who find them. Doesn't say to everybody, to those who find them, that keep them in the midst of heart. They're going to be your life in this time.
Yes.
Not only your life, but it's going to be life more abundantly.
Yes.
We need to be in a position that we can minister life, and if we're not receiving life and from the source of life, we're not going to be able to give life. And I'm telling you, there's going to be a great opportunity when this comes out. And it's not going to just be in Israel or the Middle East or in Palestine. It's going to be right here in this city, in this nation. Your relatives are being just saturated right now.
Yes. Amen. Yes, Lord.
And they're going to look for, why aren't you taken out? Why aren't you panicking? You got to have an answer.
Yes, that's right.
So it says, keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their body. I want to tell you the solution for staying in health, spirit, soul, and body has to do with being in the Word of God. And when your heart is on the things of God, it will bring health to the rest of you. Bring health to your emotions, health to your thinking, health even to your physical body. And what we're moving into, you can't believe hardly anything. But one thing I can guarantee that works.
Yes.
Amen. Is the Word is like a medicine.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Then verse 23, in case you didn't get all that.
Yeah.
Watch over your heart with all diligence. What we're moving into is going to take an effort. It's going to take a decision, but it's going to take an effort.
Yeah.
It's not going to be something that comes easy. You're not going to be able to tune onto a YouTube and get someone else's opinion. This is something you're going to have to guard your heart. I don't mind getting someone else's opinion, but I'm not listening to every YouTube out there. Watch over your heart. Your heart. Your heart. You're to watch over your own heart first. Watch over your heart with all diligence. With all diligence. For from it flows the springs of life. So you want the life of God? It flows out of your heart. And when you watch or guard your heart with all diligence, then the product or the overflow, it produces springs of life.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
How are we going to keep our joy?
Right.
How are we going to keep peace?
Yes.
There's not going to be any peace in the natural in this solution. How do we keep our peace? With the Prince of Peace.
Yes.
My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. I give you my peace. Because he's the Prince of Peace. And so when the Prince of Peace is ruling your heart, you're going to be at peace. And not only will you be at peace, but the joy of the Lord will be your strength in the midst of battle. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the springs of life. Verse 24, put away from you a deceitful mouth.
Yes.
and put devious speech far from you. Let your eyes look directly ahead and let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you. Watch the path of your feet and all your ways will be established. Do not turn to the right nor to the left. Turn your foot from evil. Yes. That's why I believe this next weekend is so critical. Yes. We got to be clean in this next season. To stay on that path of righteousness. And it says in verse 18, the path of the righteous is like the first dawn of day. Yes. That grows or shines brighter and brighter until the full day. Yes. What is the full day? When Jesus shows up. But we, in the midst of the circumstances, are to be getting brighter and brighter. Yes. Amen. And it says in the last days that the faith of many will turn away because of the fear, the anxiety, the trauma. The enemy is out to divide and destroy. We're living in an hour where we got to know this word, not know about it. Can't say, I heard someone say, I want to be a thus saith the God of the Lord. It is written. And that's what I'm speaking. That's what I'm standing. It's written. Heaven and earth may pass away, but this will remain. This is eternal. He, Jesus, is the eternal word. So I want to encourage you in this day and this hour. We're going to pray, take a few minutes. And one of the things I want to pray against trauma setting in. Not only in Israel, but here in this nation, here in Detroit right now. I mean, we're not too far away from some of the demonstrations that just happened just down in Dearborn just this week. Performing arts was full. And I'm pro-Palestinian, but I'm not pro-Hamas. Amen. And so we got to stand. So I want to pray against trauma. Wow. I mean, that's hit me. Well, let's just pray and then we'll see where it goes. If you know, I know some of you have been praying and interceding, but Steve's got some things I know that he gets right from Israel that's coming and hearing. But Father, right now, we know that we're on the verge of something that we've never seen before. It affects the whole world, Father. It affects. We think we're isolated from it, Father, because we're on the other side of the ocean. We're isolated. But Father, we thank you this is going to affect the nations of the earth. Yeah. Things aren't going to be the way they were before this, the travel, Father. And Father, we know the enemy's strategy is to bring trauma, anxiety, worry, fear. And so right now, Father, I break that spirit in this region right now. Father, you placed us as a people in the midst, Father, of this region for the purpose, Father, of keeping the heavens open. And so, Father, we thank you that as Jesus prayed, and the heavens were open. We thank you that when we pray, the heavens are open and we keep the heavens open. We refuse, Father, to be distracted with all the scenarios and all the arguments. We keep our eyes on you, Jesus. And I bind fear. I bind anxiety right now. I bind trauma right now. Put a covering over, Father, every member of Harvest Christian Church and the body of Christ in this region, Father. We pray for the churches in this region. Pray for the leadership, Father. We know that, Father, you're out to take leaders out, but Father, you'll go after members in the congregation. And so, Father, we thank you that you're raising up not only a natural army, Father, but you're raising up a spiritual army, Father, that are diligent in guarding their hearts. And so right now we cast all anxiety. Father, right now, any anxiety, any worry, concerning what's happening, not only Father overseas, but in our own lives? Are you going to provide for us? What are we going to do? Father, I thank you that we cast that anxiety over on you, for you care for us. You meet every need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So I thank you that as our eyes are fixed on you, you're the great shepherd. And I shall not want. You lead me beside still waters. Whoa. I lie down in green pastures. You lead me, Father, into righteousness. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. And I keep walking. I keep my eyes on you. And in the midst of our enemies, you prepare a table. And you prepared a table. And you're saying, come now. For I have prepared a feast for you. Of my presence and my word and my spirit. And Father, I pray right now, especially the believers in Israel, the Israelis, that Father, I pray for a God encounter. This is about harvest. Open the eyes of heart right now, the Palestinian people. Open the eyes, Father, of the Jewish people, of the believers in Israel. Even open the eyes of Hamas and Hezbollah. Father, nothing is impossible with you. So right now, in the midst of this, Father, let, Father, the nations begin to cry out. And Father, in the crying out, we thank you that you pour out your spirit right now on Israel, on Gaza, on Lebanon, on Iran, all the nations in the Middle East right now, we thank you. Open the eyes of their hearts. We bind the prince of Persia over that region right now in the name of Jesus, that's releasing deception and delusion to get our eyes off of Jesus. And we thank you this morning that, Father, we undergird our brothers and sisters in Israel right now in the midst as they're battling, Father, physically. As they're battling, Father, for their loved ones and Father, for their cities. We thank you that we behind, Father, lift them up and declare a hedge of protection. We declare Lord Sabaoth, captain of armies, is being released right now. The archangel Michael. And Father, Jesus is the Lord of hosts right now, manifesting himself. We thank you for miracles right now as they go into battle physically. We thank you for signs and wonders. Not only on earth, but in the heavens. We thank you for supernatural right now. Supernatural visitations of heavenly hosts and angels. We speak, Father, of peace that passes all understanding. That they're vying for a physical peace, Father. But we thank you, a peace in men's hearts. That the love of God be shed abroad in their hearts as they come to Jesus, encounters. We pray, Father, many Damascus Road experiences. We pray, Father, for dreams and visions of all the Arab, Father, and every unbeliever in that region right now, that they'll have visions of Jesus, encounters, supernatural. Damascus Road experiences right now that transform hearts right now. We pray a shift right now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. You're moving. You're moving. Go ahead, Steve.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. let's just pray in the spirit. Shukura ba 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 ba. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Rondorobo shake riskaraba torandaraba shake. Lift up your voice. Let your voice be heard tonight, this morning. Randaraba shake ruskarara. Stand up. Everybody just stand up for a minute. Randorororobo shikarabaha. Reske de bromondorobo shike randayarabo so. Rashe randara baba sekorokote rishkiri basutu rande bromamande rando shokoreskiri baso randorobo sikarabahete. Father, we let our spirit man come to attention this morning. And I say to your spirit man, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Roshkere base bramando rishkara basoto te rishkiri dioto. Randesh kere de manda rabasi brende robo shika rabababa soto rishkiri robo sika ramahe. Father, we take our place on the wall. We take our place on the wall. We take our place on the wall. There's a trumpet sound in heaven being sounded. Awake, 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 awake. Father, we stir our spirit man and we run up to the ramparts. We hear the sound of heaven. This is not just a regional call for Israel. It's a global call. It's a global call to come to attention, to let your spirit man be awakened. And Father, we stir our spirit man this morning and we say, we come to attention. We come to attention. We come to attention. Rosh kiri basoto randesh kiri basabra mande. It's not time to slumber. It's not time to sleep. He who watches over Israel doesn't slumber or sleep. Rosh kiri basoku randa da bose. Shara mama mama masikore be de. Father, this concerns our hearts because it concerns your heart. Lord, you covenanted yourself to those people. You covenanted yourself to that land. And Father, we are covenanted to you. This isn't about Jew, Gentile, Democrat, Republican, male, female, political positioning, posturing over a people group. This is about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and his covenant promise to a people and to a land. And Father, we stand in agreement with you this morning and we say we stand at attention. Robo shekara mama mama sikarando. Father, we disassociate ourselves over political issues on this and we align ourselves with kingdom, kingdom purpose in your word. Father, as your people in the earth and in this region, we say we align ourselves with the kingdom. We align ourselves with the word of the Lord. We align ourselves with your covenant. We align ourselves with what you decreed thousands of years ago. I covenant myself with you, Abraham, and your descendants, and I'm giving you a land and I'm giving you a promise. You are not a man that you should lie. You do not break your covenants. You married yourself to those people and you married yourself to that land. So, Father, we stand at attention this morning. Yes. Speak to us as a corporate body. Yes. Speak to us as your people in this region. You know, there's a sound that's being released into the earth. It's the roar of the Lion of Judah. There's a sound being released into the earth. There's a song that keeps coming in my spirit, man. It's the lion, 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 lion. There's a roar coming forth into the earth. We are the people of the Lion of Judah. We are the people of Yeshua HaMashiach. Jesus the Messiah. We are the people of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we have aligned ourselves with the kingdom that is an everlasting kingdom. A victorious kingdom. So, Father, we align ourselves with you. I want to release a sound. There's a sound that's going forth into the earth. You have got to understand everything has changed. Everything has changed. You must understand with your spirit, man, it's been prophesied for a long time now that we are entering into a time that is a war time. I am telling you, we are in it. What's different? There's war in Ukraine. There's war all over. You've heard of rumors of wars and things like that. It's because of the time piece that unlocked something.
Yes.
Israel is God's time piece. It is his time piece.
Yes.
You must understand there's a key that has been used. It's tragic what happened. It's tragic. It's horrible. It's barbaric. But you must understand something, that there's something different. This isn't the normal saber rattling between Israel and Gaza. This is different. I am not speaking to you about my opinion. This is not my opinion. This is different. This will not just be a couple of weeks. We have entered into a wartime in the earth. I don't say that to scare you. I say that for you to understand the reality of what's just happened. There's a time where we talk about things and we prophesy about things and we pray into things and then we enter into it.
Yes.
We've entered into it.
Yes.
We are now in it. Well, it's Israel. It's just over there. It is. But it involves a lot. There's a shaking that has hit the earth, and God has used his plumb line. It's Israel. Where do you stand? You're going to see, you know, I've shared this before, you're going to see so many things sifted and shaken now. And we as God's people have to be clear-minded. We have to understand the word. We have to understand God's purposes. And we have to be able to pray. We have to know how to stand. We have to know how to pray and what to pray. And I want to give you just quickly, and I want to just, you know, we didn't have any of this planned. So I know there's other things that have to happen this morning. So, and I won't take long, but there's a sound being released in the earth. There's a trumpet sound from heaven. There's a roar of the Lion of Judah. All this morning, I saw the Lion of Judah pacing, not frantically, not panicking, not any of that, but confidently. You know, I just returned from Israel. We went up on the Temple Mount, and I've been up there many, 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 many times. Many times I've heard the Lord say many things. This time when I was up there, I got off to myself right by the Dome of the Rock, and I stood there, and many of you know that's where the temple was right there. And I was standing there, and I had an encounter with the Lord, and the Lord said to me, "This is mine, and I'm coming back for it." And he was looking, the Lion of Judah, and he was looking, and there was no wavering in him. You know, this isn't a political issue. This isn't an issue. This is a kingdom issue. It's a kingdom issue. Where is Messiah going to come and reign from in the earth when he comes back? From Jerusalem, from that place, right? He will be the brightness. He will be the light. There won't be the need for the sun. Okay? So we're talking kingdom, all right? So what is it that we've entered into? All right, we've been prophesying about taking land. We've been prophesying about driving out enemies. We've been prophesying about different things. And I'm telling you, we've now entered into those things. Things that go on in the spiritual manifest in the earth. Okay, and I am not belittling war or anything like that. I'm just trying to get you to understand where we are. We have entered into a season and we must know how to stand. I want to give you a few scriptures that are very important to pray in this time. Psalm 122. Psalm 83. Psalm 121. They speak about God protecting Israel, God issuing decrees out of Jerusalem. They speak about Psalm 83 speaks about where Israel's enemies try to destroy her and God's response. Okay? Those are just a few scriptures, and I'm going through this quickly for time. Okay? Some prayer points to pray for that we need to pray for. You need to pray for the government of Israel, okay? Right before this war, they were very divided. This war supposedly has brought them together. Those entities and those spiritual dimensions that are trying to divide the land so the enemy can conquer are still moving around. And the time that they start to move in and ground forces, you're going to begin to see a contention happen over political posturing. And you need to pray that the Israeli government stays unified so that they can accomplish what they need to do. This speaks of many things. It speaks of things happening in the earth, but it also speaks of things of us moving forward as believers in the kingdom. Okay? There are spiritual realities to things that are happening in the natural. Are y'all with me? Y'all understanding what I'm saying? We in agreement. You understanding what I'm saying? Okay? And I really, this morning as we were sitting here, and specific for the region, the Lord kept bringing back to my memory about during World War II and about what this region was used for. And the Lord says that there are mantles falling down on this region because of what we're entering into, to assemble, to bring forth things that are going to make advancement in a military way in both the natural and in the spiritual. Okay, I don't understand what all that means, but I do know what I saw. And I think as we pray more into that, that the Lord will show more. But there is a sound. I kept hearing industrial stuff coming together. I kept seeing old buildings come together, and I saw things happening. I believe there's a mantle falling on the church in the region to release a sound of the Lion of Judah, to release a sound into the earth. And I think God will develop that more as the time goes forward. But I want you to know things are not the same. This is different. Why? The timepiece, the key, the unlocking. You know, when I was here before and other places I've spoken last year, the Lord spoke very clearly, watch Israel. The next 3 to 5 years, there's going to be things happening. I knew what the Lord said. I knew it had to do with war. I knew it had to taking territory. It had to do with many, many different things. And that we have got to have an understanding, a kingdom understanding. You know, Mike preached about that a couple weeks ago. I watched, and you know, he talked about kingdom, being a kingdom people. This isn't about politics. This isn't about, you know, Jew, Gentile, male, female, Greek. It's not about all of that. It's not about politics. It's about kingdom. There is an agenda in the earth of the spirit of this age and the Antichrist. We are not of that. We are of the kingdom of heaven. So I want to go back into this for a minute, if it's okay. And I want to sing this song. And I want a couple of people, whether you know how to do it or not, to come up and grab these trumpets. And you'll lead on your trumpet there. But I want you to blow the shofar. There is a sound being released in the earth. There's an awakening sound, and there's an attention-grabbing sound. You know, this morning as we started, there was a stirring. There was a sound of the trumpet, and I kept hearing the Lord say, "You are the shofar. You are the shofar." And I want us to release in unison with people coming up and grabbing the trumpets. Daniel, my son, come up here. I know he's like, "Why did you just do that to me, Dad?" Come up here and grab one of these, okay? I'm going to grab one. I want a couple of other people to come up right now and grab one of these trumpets. And I want us to lift up an awakening cry. I want us to lift up an awakening sound. Samuel, if you want to come up too. I want us to lift up an awakening sound. Okay, I want you to close your eyes. Let's begin to play that song, Lion. And I want us to release a sound into this region. I want us to release a sound to the body of Christ in the earth. It's time to wake up! It's time to wake up! It's time to wake up! Be that shofar this morning! Be that shofar this morning! Lift up your voice! Lift up your voice! Lift up your voice! Keep releasing that sound! We release this over the Detroit region! We release this over Dearborn! We release this over all the region around here! Wake up! It's time to wake up! It's time to wake up! It's time to wake up! Yes, Lord! Yeah. One, two, three. Father, you called us as a prophetic and an apostolic people to exemplify your kingdom, to release the sound that is before your throne. And Father, we say, let the awakening to the time we live in, the awakening to what you're saying, the awakening to the purpose that you have us in the earth for this moment, for this hour, grip the heart and the mind of your people in Jesus' mighty name.
Wow. Thank you, Father. Just leave you with two scriptures. First Timothy chapter 4 says, the Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times some will fall away from faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons by means of hypocrisy of liars seared in their own conscience as with a branding iron. And the Lord gave us that scripture not to scare us, but to tell us what's to come. Timothy got that back then, and they were living in times we think are bad here, but Timothy got this to encourage them, that says in the latter times some, but we're choosing not to be part of that some, to be some of the voice. So Father, we seal right now. Father, we thank you the season has shift. The Father, our eyes are on Watch Israel. We thank you, you've given us a key to the seasons we're in, and we've shifted into a new season. And Jesus even gave us a warning in John or Matthew 24. It says, don't be misled, don't be deceived. So, Father, we thank you right now that we choose not to be deceived. We choose to be in your word to guard our hearts. We choose to, Father, stand in faith. And, Father, we thank you right now that you're moving.
Yes.
And we're going to see signs, wonders, and miracles. We're going to see the manifestation of the fullness. You said you would bring us in these times of suffering to perfection, to completeness. That's the fullness of Jesus manifesting in the earth and all of his glory. So we thank you right now. This is our assignment from here on in, to be diligent, to guard our hearts, keep our eyes on Jesus.
Thank you.
We thank you. And Father, we thank you for blessing the food right now. Sanctify it. We thank you, Father, that we're being of sober mind, and we're on the alert.
Hallelujah.
We'll not be caught off guard. We receive your word this morning.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Just real quick, I want to give you, because I didn't know where we were going to go after that, so I didn't want to give information, give you three resources to pull from that are good. They're people in the land, ministries we know, we trust, that'll help you in knowing what to pray and how to pray. It's not full of sensationalization, you know, all that kind of stuff. They're trustworthy resources. One from the northern part of Israel is Karen Davis's ministry up on Mount Carmel. A lot of times you saw Kim Clement went into Israel. That's where he would go, Mount Carmel, through her ministry. It's Karen Davis. It's called Kehelat HaCarmel. So just look up Karen Davis, Mount Carmel, Israel. She has prayer watches from there, as well as releasing prayer points and things for this time. She's on the northern border where Hezbollah, Syria, and Lebanon are. In the south, from Beersheba, Avner Bosky. His ministry is called David's Tent. Okay, so it's Avner Bosky. He's releasing a lot of prayer points. And Rick Ridings, who we worked with in Jerusalem. So you have the north, the south, and the center, the governmental place. Sukkot Hillel. They're all releasing very good prayer points. It's not political stuff. It's all kingdom, and it's telling how to pray, what to pray, and what the Lord is speaking to the body of Messiah in the land. So
we'll get Steve to write that out, so we'll get it to you, and you can pick that up so you can be informed and be in agreement with what's going on. Amen.